easy would it be if every volunteer like had this little graph hovering over their heads indicating their volunteer health score at any given moment? Someone walks up to you on a Sunday morning and you can like quickly read their volunteer score and you're like, oh my word, they need encouragement. They need to be appreciated. So you encourage and you appreciate, boom, their retention score rises. Now another volunteer approaches and their sense of purpose factor is kind of waning and a little bit low. And so you quickly share an inspirational quote and you give them a powerful reminder from scripture. And boom, their retention score also rises quickly through your investment. But it ain't this way. We may wish that we had like this hovering volunteer graph over their heads indicating where we might need to invest. But would it be good if it were that way? I mean, if there were a floating graph over volunteers' heads, that would take away the most essential ingredient in the equation. You. The very fact of your intentional interaction and engagement with your volunteers is the very thing that will keep them around. We need to awaken and cultivate our leadership antennas. We need to become keenly aware of where to invest in the lives of those who have labored so hard to enlist. I feel so strongly that the way to keep leaders is to right now be meeting their needs on a regular basis. 90% of success is just showing up. Be present. Do your office work during the week and be 100% visible on a Sunday morning and during your midweek activities. Take an active interest in the personal lives of your key leaders. Invite key leaders to your home. Share a meal. Be intentional and ask personal and probing questions about their lives. And don't always talk about church. Learn and regularly use the first names of someone on your volunteer team that you oversee. Sociological studies show that simply using someone's first name when you speak to them, it increases their personal perception of trust in you. Our knowledge of these factors is a critical first step, yet our commitment to action-oriented investment in these areas, I tell you, it'll make all the difference for the health of your volunteers, the health of your ministry, and the growth of your very own personal leadership acumen. If a volunteer has a diligent shepherd, it is likely they will stay. Be that diligent shepherd and care for your flock. Be an engaged leader.